What's up, y'all? Welcome to the service edition of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 21, Christian Sports Medicine Alliance, recorded April 19th, 2012. We're going to record two episodes this week because next week we have standardized statewide testing, and we'll be giving the test pretty much all week next week. Yeah. And so we're taking advantage of that this week so I can put that one out while we're on break or whatever next week. And then that way all you hundreds of twos of listeners can, have a regular podcast next week. So with us today from the Christian Sports and Medicine Alliance is Kara Taylor. She is the director of mobilization, and she has been in the profession as an athletic trainer for 5 years. She's going to tell us a little bit more about herself, but currently she's employed at Howard Payne University as an assistant athletic trainer. And of course, I am your host, Jeremy Jackson.
And I'm Bill Hale.
And since we're doing this a little bit later than normal because we had to fit it into Kara's schedule, our students aren't here with us today, but hopefully I can keep it, or Bill can keep it interesting enough, or maybe we'll just not talk and let Kara keep it interesting enough. So are you up for that, Kara?
Sure.
All right, sounds good. So without much further ado, Kara Taylor, can you tell us a little bit about your background? Where are you from? We know that you work at college now, but where did you go to high school, college, that kind of stuff?
Okay. Let's start with high school. I went to high school in Wilburton, Oklahoma. It's in southeastern Oklahoma. It's a little bitty town. My high school graduated a class of 48. I was valedictorian of the class, so I'm proud of that. From there, I went to junior college at Carl Albert State College, and that's where I found athletic training. And figured out what exactly an athletic trainer was and decided that I wanted to pursue athletic training as a career. And so upon graduating with my associate's degree at Carl Albert, I went to East Central University in Oklahoma, Ada, Oklahoma, and pursued a KD-accredited program there. Finished that in 2 years, and so graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Athletic Training from East Central. From there, I moved to Tyler, Texas, and I was a graduate assistant for Trinity Mother Francis Health Systems and worked on my master's degree at the University of Texas in Tyler and received a master's of education. While I was a graduate assistant, I was a licensed athletic trainer for John Tyler High School in Tyler, Texas for 2 years. When I finished my GA position, I moved a little bit further north in East Texas, and I was the first head athletic trainer at Mineola High School, and I was there for 2 years. And then recently, last August, I moved up to the college setting, and I've been the assistant athletic trainer at Howard Payne. And here, my responsibilities this year were volleyball and men's and women's basketball. So quite a journey from high school till now.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. That was a whole lot of steps in there. You said
a whole lot of moving.
I think I was adjusting stuff on my screen. Where did you say you were originally from? Like high school?
Originally, high school is Wilburton, Oklahoma.
Wilburton, Oklahoma. So you were born and raised in Oklahoma?
Yes, sir. Go Sooners.
So, but you got to the promised land as quickly as you could right down here in Texas, right?
Oh, we're not going to start that now, are we?
No. But
you know that's Texas. God's country, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, we got to have a Texas pride, but that's okay. I'm not hating anybody else. I just got to love Texas. That's it. So, that being said, is it pretty common? I think I've talked to a couple other people that when they're getting their master's, they work at a high school. That's what you did, right? You were the athletic trainer at a high school while you were getting your master's?
Yes, that's what I did. There are several, there are several different programs, you know, out there where you can do that, like with different programs such as the one I went through that you can work at a high school. The way I did it is the hospital had a contract with the high school, and they say, you know, we're going to provide you the school pays a certain amount of money to the hospital, and the hospital provides them an athletic trainer. And so, and recent graduates and stuff, it's a good step into the profession.
Okay, so what high school were you at when you were doing your master's?
John Tyler High School.
John Tyler. So they had another athletic trainer already on staff, right?
Yes, but that one, yeah, there was actually two already on staff, and so I made a third.
You made a third.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Is that, I guess it's a 5A high school if you have three athletic trainers?
Yeah, it was when I was there. They recently moved down to 4A. But, yeah, it was a 5A when I was there.
All right, and then Mineola, where is Mineola?
Mineola is north of Tyler on Highway 69, and it was my first year there. They were 3A, and then my second year they moved down to 2A because of the numbers and realignment and such. And with realignment happening again this year, they're going back up to 3A, so they're right there on that border of numbers.
Wow.
All right. So
I'm from up there, and I didn't even know where Mineola was. So.
I've heard of it. So how long have you been, you said you've been in the profession as an athletic trainer for 5 years. How long have you been working with the CSMA?
That has been within the last 2 years.
Just the last 2 years? All right.
Okay. Can you explain to us what CSMA is and what do they do?
Okay. I will do my best. CSMA stands for Christian Sports Medicine Alliance. And our mission and our vision with the organization and ministry is to place sports medicine professionals on short-term mission projects to be able to share the love of Jesus Christ as well as their sports medicine skills.
Wow.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answered my question. So where would they be... So where's the mission, like, going with it?
This year, we have 14 different projects, different international projects that we are hoping to place sports medicine professionals on. And several of the professionals are from the state of Texas, but we also have people from North Carolina and South Carolina, Washington, you know, that have inquired and that have joined us as volunteers. And we have a couple of FCA camps in the state of Texas, Texas A&M, their big camp being one of them, that we are helping to provide athletic trainers that may not be able to get to go internationally this year, but they still want to be active and have a volunteer position. And so we're working with FCA here in the state as well to do that.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, so... we have a whole list of questions, and we were planning on interviewing Paul, but he's the president. Is that correct?
Yes, he's the president and founder of the organization, and I mean it's pretty much his. He's the one that had the vision for it and kind of got it up and rolling and off and everything. And then I've been blessed to be able to join as a director of mobilization within the last couple of months. Actually, I've just taken on that position. I was just a volunteer before then. So
I remember reading on the website. This is was he helping with the Olympics in Kenya? Is that right? Or the Olympic trials?
So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So that's pretty cool to be using your skills in other countries and stuff. So what does the director of mobilization do?
Okay. I'm in charge of volunteers, recruiting other volunteers, and as people are applying and as people are inquiring to want to help out with the ministry and go on all these different trips, then I'm the person that they're going to be dealing one-on-one with. And I've talked to several of them on the phone and just try to, you know, find a little bit about them and about their trips and stuff. I also am in contact with our ministry partners. We have probably about 5 or 6 different ministries that come to us and say, we have this trip. It's a sports ministry trip. We're going to go play baseball in the Dominican or something like that. Can you help us, you know, and provide an athletic trainer to go with us? And so I talk to our ministry partners as well and kind of provide the liaison between the volunteers and the ministry partners on each trip that we go on.
Okay, so if you're providing athletic trainers to go overseas, do they have to have like a state license or a National certification?
Overseas, most of the time, because of the countries that we're going into, they do not, because we are highly encouraging students to be volunteers as well and to go on these trips. If the student goes with a certified or licensed athletic trainer, depending on what state they're from, then they could get hours going as well. But if they just go on their own, they're basically just providing basic first aid and CPR as needed. The regulations in the countries that we go into overseas are not like they are in the United States. And so you don't really have to be nationally certified or even Texas licensed to practice and provide first aid over there.
So basically, majority would be, if they don't have the qualifications like we have, then they would just basically do like what we send our student trainers to do.
Yeah, what a student trainer would do now.
Right?
Exactly, yes.
But would the person have to be first aid certified?
Probably not, but most of the time, especially once you get into the college setting, you know, if you're a student trainer in a college setting, then you're going to have some first aid training. Now, if you may not exactly have the card that says I'm first aid certified and such, because, again, the countries that we go into don't require that. So if our ministry partners request that somebody be licensed or somebody be certified, depending on what they're going to be doing, then we might, you know, we would provide that particularly for them. But most of them are just grateful to have somebody that has some knowledge of sports medicine. They don't really care if they're a student or, you know, if they're somebody that's been practicing for a few years.
Okay.
All right. Well, that makes it good and opens it up to a lot of people, and not just restricts it to be. I used to be NATA, but I let that go because I'm never leaving Texas. And I guess if I have to leave as an athletic trainer, then I'll just find a different job here in Texas or something. But, you know, I let the BOC go because it was expensive, and in all honesty, it didn't provide me a whole lot of benefits. And so it's good to know that if I want to go on this mission trip, I don't have to be BOC certified, because now it makes
exactly.
It available.
Right. We really, as of right now, given as the ministry expands and as we get bigger, you know, we might look at changing some things. But as of right now, for our volunteers, there are not a lot of restrictions. You know, number one, you have to be a Christian, obviously, because that's our number one priority, is to go and reach people for Christ. But other than that, just have a love and some kind of knowledge for sports medicine. So if somebody comes to you and says, you know, my quad hurts, you would at least know the basic steps of RICE and how to treat it or how to look at it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Okay. Okay,
right,
how
so
many people have served on mission trips through y'all's organization?
Last year we had five go on four different trips. This year, let me look right now, I have it sitting in front of me, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We have 14 confirmed going on 14 confirmed, and out of those, there are 6 international trips going and 2 FCA camps in the state of Texas.
So you don't have...
Let me change that. 7 international trips. I didn't have one written down. 7 international trips and then 2 just week-long camps in the state.
So you don't have anything outside the state of Texas in the United States or anything, right?
I'm sorry?
You don't have anything outside the state of Texas, like in another state?
As far as technically, not yet.
Okay.
Is a goal that we're going to be working on in the coming years, to be able to partner with hopefully FCA and maybe some other organizations, but especially FCA and the other domestic camps that they have going on in the rest of the country of the United States. But so far we're just doing these two, because this is the first year for us to do these two and, you know, see how that goes and then branch out from there.
So what if somebody wants to work the FCA camp here in the United States? Do they need to be licensed or certified?
Yes. Those, because we are in the United States and because we do have to obey, you know, by the laws and regulations, those do have to be licensed or certified. Now, in Texas, because, you know, you could just be licensed, you wouldn't have to necessarily be nationally certified. But if it goes beyond that, depending on the state's regulations of licensing and certifications, then the athletic trainer that's a volunteer would have to be that. So students that aren't licensed could not. They could still work under a licensed and certified athletic trainer, but they could not work on their own, just like you do in a college setting or even a high school setting.
Correct. Okay.
So real quick with that, there's always the question of, like, insurance and that kind of thing. If I was to go work at camp at FCA, since I'm working it through y'all, do y'all have insurance there, or would I have to have my own personal liability insurance?
Currently, CSMA does not have liability insurance for our athletic trainers. If you're working a international trip, then the sports ministry that you're partnered with will provide international insurance for you. And so that's included in the cost as far as international insurance. In the state, I would have to research that a little more to see, but I would guess that the partner would provide that liability insurance as well for you.
Okay.
You said there's like 7 internationals. You know, could you give us an idea of like where they're going internationally?
Yeah, sure. We are going to Costa Rica, the Ukraine, Panama, the Dominican Republic, and we have 3 different trips to the Dominican. One of those we still need a volunteer for. We have one to Belize that we still need volunteers for. We have another one to the Dominican that I'm talking with a couple to do volunteers. And then at post-summer, we have a trip to Israel and then to the Dominican Republic again. So lots of Dominican Republic requests for this year. But I've also talked recently with a ministry partner in that they have a trip to the Bahamas and a trip to Nicaragua. So there are several opportunities out there for volunteers. And some of these trips have been filled and some of them have not yet.
Okay. So if I want to go to Nicaragua or Africa or one of the other trips, you say Costa Rica, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here at my computer. Can you tell me, like, the action steps? Just lay it out for me. What am I going to need to do to sign up? What am I going to need to provide to go on this mission trip this summer with whoever it is to Nicaragua?
Okay. What you need to do is you need to go online to our website, www.christiansportsmed.org. And on the website, you'll find a tab that says volunteers. You click on there and we have an online volunteer application. You fill that out. And then as soon as it's filled out and you're signed it, I will receive an email on my email account. And I will look over your information. And then within the next day, maybe 2 days, I will probably contact you via the phone number that you provide, and we'll have a further conversation about yourself and you know, if you chose a particular trip, we'll talk about that trip. You know, I'll try to answer any questions about the ministry and about the trip that I can, and we'll start the application process or the form process for the particular ministry partner that trip would include. So we have five different ministry partners right now, 3 main ministry partners that we're working with this summer for international trips. One of them is SEAM, Sports Evangelism and Mission. They are based out of North Carolina. One is FCA Atlanta, based out of Atlanta, Georgia. One is International Sports Federation, who is in Atlanta, Georgia as well. And then another one is SCORE International. So depending on which trip it is, and if you on our website, if you click on the projects tab, you'll be able to see a list of the different projects that we have and what ministry partner is with that project. So depending on which project it is and which ministry partner it is will depend on who you need to contact, and I'll give you that information and what paperwork that they'll need you to fill out.
All right, real quick. I know that there's quite a bit of noise in the background there.
Sorry about that. Someone was getting ice out of the ice machine.
Yeah, we're going to have bells going off and stuff because we do this in recording in school. And so, you know, okay. If there's background noise, don't let it bother you. It's part of the show, I guess. So it's athletic trainers. I think everybody understands that we're always on call. So.
Exactly.
All right, so I think when I looked at this like a year and a half ago, something like that, it said that the expenses for athletic trainers to go were covered. And maybe I just read it wrong, but then when I looked at it a couple months ago when I first talked to emailed Paul, it said that there was, like, it showed a price, like, you know, $1,200 or plus plane ticket. Mm-hmm. Which one of those is correct?
The latter is the correct one. Unfortunately, right now, we at CSMA do not have the finances. I mean, I'm still a full-time athletic trainer with a full-time job, and I'm doing the director of mobilization on the side, as is Paul. I mean, he's still a full-time athletic trainer. So we're not even full-time staff yet. We're still working towards being able to build finances in order to get to be full-time staff. And so right now, if you wish to go on a trip, then you are in charge of your total cost. You know, we will help you with ideas as far as fundraising and letter writing and, you know, things like that, but you are in charge of your own fundraising and you're paying for your own trip.
Gotcha. That answers that. I don't think I heard you say anything about bringing a medical kit.
Okay. Again, it's going to depend on the nature of the trip as to what you're actually going to be doing as a sports medicine professional and how many athletes or, if any, that you'll be taking care of. Some of our trips would be more education-based, and so you'd just be doing a lot of teaching and talking to people about sports medicine, whereas others might be more competitive sports-based where you would need to have a small kit full of, you know, your basic first aid supplies and stuff, like if you were going to go cover the sideline of a game. We are currently working on getting donations from other supply companies and people and such like that to provide supplies to the athletic trainers. But I'm telling all of our volunteers right now, that's not a guarantee. If you can gather some supplies from your training room at the end of the year and bring those with you, then that would be great as well. And as they're talking with the leader of the trip that they're going on, you know, they'll be able to figure out exactly what they might need or what they might not need. The more supplies we can take with us to leave with these countries, because most of these countries, as I read them off, you probably noticed, are underdeveloped countries. And most of them that we're going to go to, they're not even going to hear. They won't know what sports medicine is. So the more we can take to them, to leave with them, to say, here, you can have it, you know, that's a way to provide ministry to them as well and how to use it. So the more donations we get, the better that we can have to take over there. But we're still in the process of acquiring those.
All right. So How open are you able to be about your faith in some of these countries? Because I have a couple different friends that are serving in other places, and some of them are in a fear of jail or whatever if they're publicly open about that. So it would seem that, like, if you're just sending a team over there to play sports, then you're going to probably, like, pray before the game with the players and, you know, that kind of thing. So how does that kind of work there?
Mm-hmm. That's going to depend on the exact location of the trip. You know, right now, with the exception of maybe one of the trips we can be, they're pretty open countries as far as the Christian faith goes. And so you can talk to people at any place, you know, and share your faith with them anywhere. If we get a trip, you know, if FCA calls us and they say, you know, we're taking a sports team to this particular country, and then, you know, if that's a closed country where you can't really talk about your faith out loud, and you would be fearful of your safety and that kind of thing, that would be something that the ministry partner would be sharing with all of the volunteers. I mean, not just the sports medicine volunteers, but also those that are going to play and the coaches and such. And they will instruct you on cross-cultural issues and how to do that. The great thing about sports ministry and sports missions is we can use that as an open door to get into those closed countries. You know, we can tell them that we're coming over to play games and stuff. And you know, if you're portraying the Lord, you know, the way that we would hope Christians would, then hopefully they're just going to be able to see a difference in you, you know, and you may not be able to talk with them. Or if they ask questions, you may be able to answer their questions, but you can't initiate a conversation and stuff. But those are cultural issues that the leader of the team that's going will know, and they will make sure and share it with the whole team.
All right. You got anything?
No, I was just sitting back listening. So
right. I got a friend, you know, like we play basketball together, and his brother, you know, they always play sports and stuff like together like that. And he's currently serving as a youth minister, but he, you know, we've kind of thrown about the idea of, hey, you know, maybe we could get you know, another two guys and go overseas on a mission trip, you know, as athletes. So is Christian Sports Medicine Alliance, is that something that, like, if I was interested in doing that, then you would be the guys to talk to, or would there be some other group that, like, if I just wanted to gather a group of people and then go, or do y'all typically work with, like, pre-established groups?
You can certainly contact me, and I can probably put you in contact with someone, with one of our ministry partners that, if you're going as an athlete, you know, that would probably have some trips or a way for you to go. But our specialty is just sports medicine professionals. There are so many different ministries, I mean, FCA being one of them, that ministers to athletes and ministers to coaches. But you can't find anything else that has a specific ministry of sports medicine domestically or internationally. And so that's really what we are trying to focus on. And as the years go and as we look to the future, we would like to be able to take trips without partnering with anyone. And, you know, we've made those connections already, and we can take trips as ourselves with just sports medicine professionals doing clinics and sharing sports medicine as an education for coaches and other people, universities and stuff like that may have sports medicine as a major or something like that in the other countries. If you or you know of people that are athletes and want to get a group together and go on a trip or want to join a trip as an athlete, then I can definitely put you in contact with those organizations that we work with to provide athletic trainers, but I'm sure they would love to have more volunteers to be athletes as well.
All right, so like your name says, your focus is sports medicine. And so that's who you're really trying to equip and mobilize to serve in other countries.
Yes, exactly.
All right, that works. Oh.
Okay, Kara, do y'all have any, or do you have any stories or some feedback received from, like, people that have attended through y'all or the people that y'all have served?
Well, I personally went to the Philippines last year, and we were gone 2.5, maybe 3 weeks, and so I can talk all day about what I was privileged to be able to see and who I was able to work with and such over there. And we also have a Facebook page. And so if you go on Facebook and look at Christian Sports Medicine, you can see our Facebook page, and some of our pictures are posted up there. One of them We just, with a new Facebook timeline and such, so when you click on the page, there's this whole group of people that are just waving about the camera, and that's just one of the schools that myself and some of our team was able to minister to. It's an elementary school, and it's just a whole group of people, you know, just waving up at the camera and stuff that we were able to minister to. And so it was an amazing experience. When you talk about taping an ankle, they've never heard of such a thing as athletic tape nor seen how to do it. You know, because we dealt mainly with the elementary students, when we didn't know that that's what we were going to do, but with all mission trips, you get over there and you find out this is what you're doing. So we had to quickly think of a way to reach elementary kids, and so we wanted to deal with health and hygiene. And so we were talking about the importance of washing your hands to prevent germs and some things like that with clean water and soap. And the local missionaries that were over there and some of the local church members were telling us, you know, they were like, they can understand that, but they can't really relate to that because their clean water is for drinking only. They don't have clean water just to use for washing their hands or for brushing their teeth. Kind of thing. And so that's just a real eye-opener to how the different countries look at different things. You know, we tried to show them how to create a splint because the nearest hospital may be a really long way away, or they may not have the finances to be able to even go to the hospital. So there are some things there that we did in the Philippines. Another one of our volunteers went to Malaysia with a basketball team, and this was actually competitive basketball. She went over with an actual team, and they played different teams in the country of Malaysia. And she was telling us about a time when a kid from one of the Malaysia teams fell and completely dislocated his ankle. And so she goes out there to see if she could help, you know, or do anything for him. And he could not understand why she would not let him stand up and walk it off. He's got a completely dislocated ankle, and the coach comes over there, and he can't understand either. What's wrong? There's not a problem. And so she tries to persuade them to get an ambulance to take him, you know, to the doctor and get it looked at. An hour later, the ankle is still dislocated. The ambulance did not come. They didn't want to call the ambulance. They wanted to call his mother. So his mom comes and gets him and takes him to a Chinese chiropractor who puts it back into place without any medication, tells him to go back to the game, walk it off, and continue playing. So that's just a little difference in the way other countries deal with things than what you might typically see here. So that's just a little taste of some of the stories and some of the things that we've seen. Just in last year, because last year was our first time to mobilize sports medicine professionals. And after this year, we're going to ask our volunteers for video and several pictures so that we will be able to share through our website and through our Facebook page about the things that have been seen this year.
So you said on Facebook it's Christian Sports Medicine?
Yes.
Okay. Just make sure that they heard it right. So somebody wanted to go look on your Facebook page. So,
yes, and you can like us, you know, and we'll try to post things, you know, every now and then, you know, different Bible verses that might relate to volunteers, or especially as the summer goes along, we're going to encourage all of our volunteers to post photos and videos up there so you can see about the ministry and how things are going.
That's awesome.
All right, so I got a real quick question. I mean, I'm 31 years old, and Bill, he's a little bit over 50. So is there any sort of age restriction as far as sending athletic trainers?
No, not that I would be aware of. If you want to go, and if, you know, you are capable of going and healthy of going, and you feel like you are, my opinion is you can go.
All right. So, I mean, it's pretty much open for anybody as long as you can perform your job.
And provide the funds, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Unfortunately, we have to provide the funds. But if the Lord wants you to go, He will provide a way.
That's so true.
Yep. And so I've talked before quite a bit about Dave Ramsey, and my wife and I are debt-free, and one of the things that we would like to do at some point, you know, we're in the process of having kids. My wife's about 6 months pregnant now. And so it's, you know, going overseas isn't really an option for us because she's pregnant. And so that's something we would like to do, is be able to take trips like that. And like I said, I have friends that serve in other countries. And, you know, it'd be awesome to be able to go with a group on a mission trip, to go and visit and serve with my friends over there. And so it's just something that, you know, I really want to find out more information about. And then at some point, you know, go ahead and plan and save up and be able to take my wife and kids and that kind of thing. And like you said, open up the eyes, because I wouldn't have, I mean, you know, I probably let the water run for a couple of minutes today before I brush my teeth or something, you know, and they're over there. They only drink it. They don't run it to brush teeth or wash hands or anything like that. So.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know,
you're
a
making
lot of
me feel bad. He's making me feel bad. So.
You know, you go and you're like, okay, you know, especially in the third world countries and in Africa and, you know, places like that. And so, you know, you just really see how blessed you are to be able to live where you live, you know, and such. The good thing is about several of our Central America trips is they're only a week long. You know, if you click on our projects and you click on the date. So it would be kind of like, because they're not, the flights aren't as long or anything like that, those are the cheaper trips, and they're only a week long. So if you do have a family, or, you know, you do have job constraints or something like that, but you're like, I could take vacation for a week, you know, and instead of going on a vacation for yourself, not that that's a bad thing, you know, all of us love vacations, but, you know, if you want to serve, you can say, I want to go on this trip, or, you know, such. And I'm also encouraging people to, if you really would like to be active in our ministry, go ahead and fill out our volunteer application. That gets you in our database. And I personally am trying to send out emails on a regular basis to all of our volunteers, just to let you know what's going on. And then we also have a newsletter that we send out that'll let you know what's going on and stuff. But for me, it'll be a personal email just to strictly volunteers. And so there are a few ways you can be active. If you can't go on an international trip or even do a camp at a camp domestically, there are other ways we are trying to keep people active in the ministry. You know, donations are a big thing, you know, just letting people know about the ministry, you know, spreading the word on Facebook or through your email or, you know, whatever, you know, letting the people that you know that are in sports medicine know about the ministry. It's not just for athletic trainers. I mean, anybody under the sports medicine umbrella can volunteer and such. And so, you know, just spreading the word about us and making those contacts and things are something that you can do right now, even if you are not able to go for whatever reason.
All right, so there's opportunities available for any level or any place, any time?
Yes.
All right. All right, so maybe a little bit of a side note. Right now you're the assistant athletic trainer at Howard Payne. Where do you see yourself in about 5 years?
5 years, my prayer is that I will be able to be a full-time CSMA, you know, that I will be able to, that will require me to raise my own funding and to raise all of my own donations and stuff, but that I will be able to go on even more trips than I already am. I'm currently going on 2 this summer, and so hopefully, and if, you know, if I can be full-time CSMA, then we can grow the ministry even more. I can go even more and share, but then I can also equip and train our volunteers to be able to go and share, and that the ministry will just continue to grow.
All right. So hopefully in 5 years you'll be full-time with CSMA and being able to serve both here in the States and all over the world. All right.
Yeah. What do you consider your greatest accomplishment in your short career?
Let me close the door just a minute. the question, my greatest accomplishment in my short career?
Well, yeah, I said short career because you
didn't. Okay. Just because I've only been 5 years. I understand. You know, that's a hard one. I don't really know. I think the biggest thing is just that I am blessed to know that athletic training is the career that the Lord has me in, and that, you know, for a long time I looked for a organization like CSMA. I went on other mission trips and was always kind of the medical person, or looked for a way to do the medical things because that's where my passion is. That's where He's called me, is to sports medicine. And now we have a ministry, we have an organization that I can share my faith in, and I can do what He's called me to do as a profession in sports medicine. And so, as you heard, I moved around several different times up till now, and probably will continue to do the same. Why? Only He knows. But in that, I've been able to share my passion for sports medicine and my passion for Him with all the different athletes and all the different student trainers and students that I've come in contact with. So, you know, I think that's a big accomplishment, is just to know what you're called to do and then to be able to do it.
So true. So true.
Okay. I had a question. Then I started listening. See, I need to write these things down.
I could help you out. I could give you a hint. So.
I don't know. Okay. Well, what else do you have for us?
Oh, is that to me?
Yeah, Kara. What else do you got for us, Kara?
You know, I don't know. I think you've questioned it all. You know, unless you have further questions, I've covered everything. And as soon as we hang up, I'll be like, oh, I meant to say that.
Okay, I've got one, Kara.
Okay, go ahead.
Who else is involved in the Christian Sports Medicine Alliance besides you and Paul?
Well, me and Paul and all of our volunteers, we're working on building a board of directors as well. And all of our people that donate, you know, I consider them to be an amazing, you know, contribution. If it's a person that's donating directly to a volunteer, or if it's a person that's donating finances to the ministry in and of itself, which both kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, those people are involved in the organization. We are working to build further partnerships. And so, you know, our ministry partners as well as other sports medicine partners, you know, are going to be involved in the ministry. And so.
All right. I remembered, I think this is what I was thinking about it at some point. Anyways, I've just started using like Twitter and LinkedIn and that kind of thing. And you know, I have a Facebook page you can like, and Google Plus. I know you mentioned y'all have a Facebook page and then the website. Is there any, like, do y'all use Twitter or any other social media streams that kind of help get your name and your cause out there?
You mentioned LinkedIn, and I believe I am very computer illiterate, and so I leave a lot of that to our web designer, Matt, and to Paul. But I believe he has got us in with LinkedIn, and so that, you know, when you put something in, it'll redirect you to our page and stuff like that, or to our website. I'm not even sure how it works. I haven't even tried to do it yet. At Twitter, not so much. We're more just focused on Facebook right now. But to keep Facebook updated and our website updated is enough, in my opinion, for right now, of what we're doing, because, like I said, you know, we're all carrying full-time jobs and doing this as well. But we are open to suggestions, and, you know, we are very much trying to get the word out, you know, about this, because I know there are several sports medicine professionals who are just like I was, going, I want to serve and I want to use my skills. I just don't have a way to do it, you know, and we are that way.
Right. I know Paul Waller. I don't know if he is. I know he's on Twitter, and I followed him, and his little symbol is the CSMA logo. And so I know at least he's on Twitter. I didn't know if y'all had one for here. And I definitely understand the keeping the website up, because I keep our website up, our Facebook and the Google Plus and the LinkedIn and the Twitter and all that stuff. And, yeah, it's pretty time-consuming. And we talked to somebody last week about using social media because that's what her job is for the company. And she said, you know, master one of them before you move on to another. So, you know, if you're not feeling completely comfortable with Facebook, my suggestion from her would be wait till you're completely comfortable with Facebook and then look to add something else. So.
Right. Yeah, Paul definitely is on Twitter as personally, and then because, you know, he does so much with CSMA, I'm sure he kind of the two go hand in hand. But I am not on Twitter. I have a personal Facebook page. And then between the two of us, you know, we try to keep our CSMA Facebook page as up to date as possible and share it and everything with everyone.
All right. Well, I'll definitely have to go on there. And I don't know if
I can
like it as the PHS Athletic Training Facebook page, or if I just have to do it as me myself. I don't know that yet either, so I have to go look and see.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yep. So, all right. Well, Bill, you have anything else?
No.
Carrie, you have anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, I just encourage anyone who's listening, you know, to look us up on Facebook or our website. And, you know, if this sounds like something that you would really like to get involved in, go ahead, fill out that volunteer application, and, you know, we'll be getting in touch with you and we'll be talking to you.
All right. And if somebody just happens to be unsure, like they would like to serve, or they would like to go on the mission trip and use their skills, but maybe they're not a Christian, what would they do there?
If you're not a Christian, you know, first of all, I would say research, you know, research the faith, research Christianity, you know, find out about the Lord, talk to someone that you know, that that knows, that, you know, is a Christian and such, and, you know, create that personal relationship for yourself with the Lord, so that you will be able to share Him, because that's our, you know, that's our number one goal, is to share Christ. The world population is only about 33%, I believe, of evangelical professing Christians, and so that's a big gap that are not, and, you know, you can't share something that you don't know. So I would encourage you, if you're not a Christian, to find more about who Christians are, and, you know, to build that personal relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself first, and so that then you can be able to share Him with others.
Well put. Okay, so then I think if you don't have anything else, Bill doesn't have anything else, you got any parting thoughts on sports? How are y'all doing in athletics there at Howard Payne?
We are doing well. We are coming to finals in the next couple of weeks, and conference tournament is coming in next weekend. So our women's tennis team are definitely in conference tournament, and this weekend we will see if baseball and softball can get in as well, along with men's tennis. So those are our in-season sports right now. So we're getting excited to have that happen, and then to finish up the semester strong.
Do y'all have football?
We do.
So do you have spring football starting up in a week or so?
No, because finals are in a week or so, and so we're actually our spring football game, as it is at Division III, which is not like a Division I. I mean, it's pretty much, they're not even in pads, so they're just going to go out and run a few plays and stuff. But that event, I won't even call it a game, okay, that event is going to be on Saturday, and then their spring season will be finished. NCAA, you know, restricts that the amount of time that you can practice. We're Division III at University. I don't know if I said that. So you can only practice a certain number of days, and so they've been doing that since about, I'm looking at my schedule here, about the first week of April or so, they've been practicing football. So we are finishing up, as most high schools that are able to, I'm sure, are just getting started.
Yeah, that's just confused there, because we start spring football in a week and a half because we have the standardized testing next week, and then we don't finish school until June 6th, I believe.
I was talking with a friend earlier today, and I said, by that time, I'm going on the Costa Rica trip May 15th through 22nd, so I will have been to Costa Rica and back and such. And so college schedule is different from high school schedule. I've worked on both, and so I don't know which one's better or worse, but it is different. So, yes, our finals are the first week of May, and students will be gone. So we are winding down here.
Wow. Well, very cool.
Yeah, I know that because I got a son in college, so he comes home Friday, May 4th or 5th or whatever day that is. He comes home, so he does his finals the end of April, 1st of May.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Which Jeremy will learn that when his kids get a little older.
Yeah, mine's a little bit less than two right now, so we got a ways to go for that. But
yeah.
Okay. Well, if that is it, then I would really like to thank Kara for joining us. And
yes,
you know, I know Paul tried to schedule it a couple different times, and you know, as an athletic trainer, sometimes your days get mixed up at the, you know, in a moment, you know, and everything changes. So, you know, he was gracious and flexible, and I understand that's the way it goes. So,
but we got to speak to and talk to Kara. So
yeah, we got to speak to the director of mobilization for the Christian Sports Medicine Alliance. So we always have people that help support us. Memorial Hermann, I've been a pretty big proponent for them lately and all the stuff that they do.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking with a couple different people from Memorial Hermann coming up recently. But Kara, if we want to find out more about Christian Sports Medicine Alliance, tell me one more time, where is that?
The website is www.christiansportsmed.org.
All right, so christiansportsmed.org.
Yes, sir.
All right, so Bill, you have your...
I think
word kind of caught Bill off guard there. It's highlighted in red, but
yeah,
I'll go with the words of wisdom this time. And the last little bit of questioning we had for Kara was about... research in the faith and finding out about Christianity before you jump in and owning it and knowing it before you try and share it with somebody else. I would say if you...
get that relationship first.
Yeah, if that's something you're curious about, then find somebody that, you know, is living that life, someone that is obvious for you, and then talk to them about it. So you can email Kara through the website there and find out more. You can find somebody locally, or you could even email me, because I am a Christian, and that's part of the reason that I wanted to talk to Kara about this stuff. So our words of wisdom is, if you're interested in knowing more about Christianity, contact somebody and don't just let time pass by. Good enough?
So true, yeah, so true.
Do you agree, Kara?
Agreed, yes, sir.
All right, fantastic. So if you want to...
We all concur.
If you want to contact them, again, it's christiansportsmed.org, or if you want to contact us via our website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, or Google Plus at PHS Athletic Training, facebook.com/phs athletic training. Or if you would like to speak to Jeremy or myself, you could call us on our office phone at 713-740-0310, extension 01312. And if we do not answer the phone, we will return your phone call.
And then I looked last night on Conduit. That's the people that host our app. And I have 37 downloads, which is pretty cool because last time I looked, it was like 10. So,
hey,
yeah,
37?
I told you
we're going to
go viral.
Hey, we still have, 463 left?
Yep. I only have...
And they're going fast, folks. Get yours.
Yep. I could pay $500 and have unlimited downloads of an app, but... only 37 people have downloaded it in a year, so I think I'm okay. I'll just let it ride. So, again, the app, which is pretty cool, easy way to listen to the podcast or check out and get information about us. It's on Android only, PHS Athletic Training. It'll have our green little emblem on it right there, so you can download that. And an easy way to contact us, check out some Facebook pictures, any of that kind of stuff. So,
or listen to these podcasts.
Yeah, or the student podcast, which is an offshoot of this, where it's really only students. They create the whole show. So that's right there on the app too. So they do this, the whole show, the editing, the posting to the web, and everything. And so that's pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of them for, you know, being able to complete all that. So for Bill, for Jeremy, and Kara, that's a wrap.